From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. An international summit aimed at keeping nuclear weapons away from terrorists got underway tonight with a working dinner in the nation's capital. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
President Obama is hosting leaders from more than 40 countries at the summit. They're talking about steps their countries can take individually and collectively to safeguard stockpiles of enriched uranium and plutonium. Leaders want to prevent that material from falling into the wrong hands. The president's counterterrorism advisor, John Brennan, says al-Qaeda has been trying for more than 15 years to obtain the makings of a nuclear bomb.
The threat of nuclear terrorism is real, it is serious, it is growing, and it constitutes one of the greatest threats to our national security and indeed to global security.
During a one-on-one meeting with President Obama, the president of Ukraine promised to get rid of his country's enriched uranium stocks by 2012. Scott Horsley, NPR News. Washington.
It was 1 week ago today that an explosion at a West Virginia coal mine killed 29 miners. John Hingbergen of West Virginia Public Broadcasting says federal, state, and local officials marked the day in a solemn ceremony at the state capitol.
29 peals of the Liberty Bell at the state capitol marked a moment of silence in honor of 29 miners who lost their lives last week at the Upper Big Branch mine in Raleigh County, West Virginia. The governor and first lady were joined in a wreath-laying ceremony at the coal miners' memorial statue on the Capitol grounds by U.S. Senator Jay Rockefeller, Congressman Nick Rahal, and U.S. Secretary of Labor Hilda Solis.
I pledge to you that the memory of your fathers, your brothers, your sons, your grandsons and nephews will not be in vain.
Solis says that no miner should ever lose his life in order to provide for his family, saying she will do everything in her power to prevent these kinds of tragedies. For NPR News, I'm John Hingsbergen in Charleston, West Virginia.
Closely watched Dow Jones Industrial Average and the broader-based Standard & Poor's 500 both posted their highest closes in nearly 19 months today. Stocks were pushed higher by optimism over expected first-quarter earnings numbers. Jeremy Siegel is a professor of finance at the Wharton School. He says while some dismiss the Dow's move above 11,000, it still denotes a trend.
Well, every thousand is a psychological milestone. It doesn't have any real economic significance, but it does mark the first time since September of 2008 that we've been in this territory.
Looked at another way, the Dow is now up more than 68% from its 12-year closing low, just above 6,500 back in March of last year. On Wall Street today, the Dow ended the day up 8 points to close at 11,005. The Nasdaq rose 3 points, ending the session at 2,457. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up 2 points today. You're listening to NPR. In an effort to compete with smartphone makers Apple and BlackBerry, software giant Microsoft announced today it's jumping into the market with two new phones aimed at younger tech-savvy users. The move by Microsoft to design its own phones comes 6 months before it rolls out its new Windows software for phones made by handset makers HTC, Samsung, and others. The new phones launched today are called Kin 1 and Kin 2 and are made by Japan's Sharp Corporation. Phones will be sold by Verizon Wireless. An effort to repeal California's Proposition 8, the ban on same-sex marriage, has failed to qualify for the November ballot. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Today is a deadline for supporters of gay marriage to submit enough signatures to put an initiative before California voters to overturn Prop 8. The organizers of the campaign called Restore Equality 2010 failed to collect the nearly 695,000 signatures they needed. They said their drive to repeal Prop 8 was undermined by the failure of major gay rights groups to back the effort and raise money. Prop 8, which amended the California Constitution to specifically outlaw same-sex marriage, was approved by voters 2 years ago. Many gay and lesbian rights groups have said it was too soon to try to repeal the measure. Meanwhile, a lawsuit to overturn the gay marriage ban is pending in federal court. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
In something of a first, the online nonprofit news organization ProPublica picked up a Pulitzer Prize for an investigative piece done as part of a joint project with the New York Times. It looked at reports of doctors practicing euthanasia in New Orleans. This year's Pulitzer for the Public Service Award went to the Bristol Herald Courier, a small newspaper in southwestern Virginia that reported on energy companies failing to pay required royalties. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.